At first, this huge multicoloured work nearly 10 feet square behind glass looks like an abstract arrangement of irregular geometric blocks of vibrant colour on a white background. But it's quickly apparent that six of the blocks are arranged around a central dark green one in a loose spiral. They fan out like fat spokes from a wheel, starting top centre with a black rectangle and moving in an anti-clockwise direction all the way round to the top right corner. This work is in fact called the snail. From the top black rectangle, moving anti-clockwise, the colours are dark mauve, yellow, orange and red, finishing with a thinner orange rectangle pointing up towards the top right corner like a snail's eye stalk. In each of the four corners is another block, top left pale mauve, bottom left a long horizontal bright blue rectangle, bottom right pale green and top right dark green. The whole design is surrounded by a jagged orange border, and on that in the bottom right corner it says in red handwriting, H. Matisse, 53. Close to, it's clear that the work is a kind of collage. The almost straight and curving edges of the shapes are sometimes sharp, sometimes rough, telling us that they've been part cut and part torn from a sheet of thick painted paper. Each has then been placed on a white paper background, slightly overlapping and overlapped by its neighbours. The border seems to have been made up of leftover pieces of an orange painted sheet, the straight edges against the frame the edges of the original sheet, and the inner edge jagged, where chunks have been cut out. Overall, many of the shapes have fold lines and scuffing, and parallel streaks of varying pigment intensity, revealing the direction of the paintbrush. The paper of the long blue rectangle bottom left, for example, was painted in a vertical direction, while that of the border to the left of it has horizontal marks. And the paint coverage is patchy, with the paper bubbling up where a wetter area has dried. All these imperfections give the work a sense of spontaneity and playfulness. It's hard to believe the snail was created when Matisse was 84, a year before he died. Although he was confined to his bed or wheelchair, he was feeling liberated and energised by a new technique he'd developed, cutting direct into pre-painted paper without preliminary drawings. He called these works cutouts rather than collages, because the act of cutting with the resistance of the thick paper was fundamental to the design. He used big scissors like shears to, as he put it, carve direct into colour like a sculptor. With these final works, Matisse believed he had achieved a greater completeness and abstraction than ever before, saying, "I have attained a form filtered to its essentials." On the bottom blue rectangle, in its top right corner, are clues as to how the snail was assembled, pinprick holes with the white background showing through. Matisse's secretary, Lydia Delectoskaya, watched the snail being made.
Matisse always had at his disposal sheets of paper painted in gouache by assistants, in all the colours he used. A background of white paper was put on the wall, and the assistant pinned onto it the pieces of gouache paper which Matisse passed to him, indicating exactly where they should be placed. When Matisse decided that his composition was finished, it was lightly stuck to the background. When it was sent to be pasted down, before anything was moved, an extremely precise tracing was made to ensure that no changes were made in the composition, not even by so much as a millimetre.